How about them White Sox?
How about them White Sox?
Happy Wednesday. Break up the White Sox.
Yes. We're here to talk Bulls. We're going to welcome in Billy Donovan and Arturis Karnišovas and a studio audience. But we got to start with the White Sox.
Well,
that was one amusing night at Guaranteed Rate Field.
It was great. I had a buddy who called me up, and he had an extra ticket, and he was prodding me to go. And I'm like, why would I lose a night's sleep going there watching that? Oh, it's history. You got to go for the history. And then I sat at home, and I watched the rain delay, and I thought of this clown.
You watched the rain delay?
I did. I had
you
the TV on.
You sat through the hour of a rain delay.
And I was just chuckling to myself that he was getting rained upon, and then sure enough, they come back, and they rally, and they win.
And people who stayed did see history.
Denied.
Well, in a way, no, it was realized. That was the first time. In 94 games,
they've come back.
That the White Sox came back and won a game after trailing after the seventh inning. So they were rewarded not for why they maybe went to the ballpark, but they waited it out, and they were rewarded with, dare I say, the best night of the White Sox season.
that
was
can't
the best
be
night
the best
of the season.
Night. No, it isn't.
It was.
It was the wettest night of the season.
It was the wettest?
It was not the best night of the season. They haven't had any best nights of the season. It was good that they just, it was very White Sox that they ruined the party, right? I mean, that's all it was.
Well,
it was just a bunch of guys that somehow spoiled the party.
The
Beautiful.
Angels... White Soxed the White Sox.
The Angels are pretty bad.
They are very bad. And dropping a fly ball is the perfect way that the White Sox take advantage of the opportunity to win a game after trailing again in the late innings.
I don't even remember the guy's name. I didn't write it down. But that guy hit his first career home run, and then he cost them the game by dropping a pop-up.
Lopez.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Lopez.
Yeah, the second baseman.
The second baseman.
He drops the fly ball. He hit a homer earlier. And it almost was the perfect White Sox ending, though. You knew that there was that one play that was a microcosm of the entire season, and it was the infield pop-up that fell between four White Sox fielders. The pitcher, the catcher, the third baseman, the first baseman. Nobody called it. Nobody caught it. It falls. It's a single. And you know that, and I was watching that, and you're thinking, like,
that's how you lose.
That's going to be – it didn't lead to a run.
No.
But that would be the play that all the highlight shows focused on, said the White Sox lost their 121st victory, much the way they lost the first 120, and they see the ball fall between four White Sox fielders. But it's a moot point. They won.
Yeah.
They rallied.
Yeah.
Grady Sizemore.
Yeah. Five
more. Momentum.
All you need.
Five all you
more.
Need.
That's right. You can really spoil the party.
They're going to sweep the Angels now. That's what Ozzie said.
I mean, even if you sweep the Angels, you're still going to lose out. I mean, it's, the Sox are so bad. And this record was lost months ago. So this idea that now we're waiting for history. And, I got another buddy who's kind of like, hey, do you know anyone going to the game? I want to get a ticket. Just to have the ticket, because it's a moment. And I'm like, do they even use tickets anymore? Like, I, the last few times I've gone to a baseball game, I've had something on my device. I have not had, like,
I don't know that I've seen a hard ticket in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that they maybe use them. Does anybody here have
seasons?
Experience with a hard ticket? I don't think so.
They don't send you the block of tickets anymore.
Yeah,
I know.
But you don't go there. But you get something when you go. You bring something home from the experience. You buy one of your $1.21 campfire milkshakes.
Yeah. You bring back 6 pounds.
Did they try that? Did they go with our promotion idea?
I don't know.
$1.21 gets you a campfire milkshake and a hot dog.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they...
121 cents.
I think they're trying to get themselves some money.
So what happens tonight then? They go through the whole
there.
Thing all over?
They
it was dog day.
They were eating the dogs.
No, they
no that didn't happen. That would have been perfect, though.
Well, I wondered if they would have canceled dog night because of the history that was, there to be made. I don't...
They had to. Because of the rain, the dogs couldn't run the track, right? The dogs couldn't go out on the field.
And
there were a lot of disappointed canines.
A lot of disappointed dogs. Plus, imagine the smell at the ballpark. Anyone has a dog, wet dog smell, that'll ruin a lot of nights.
Mm.
So It was just a bad night, but a great night for the White Sox. I do maintain it was the highlight of the season.
A great night for the White Sox?
Yes, it was.
I can't get on board with that.
They came back. They did something last night they had not done all season long.
More of an indictment than a celebration, in one reporter's opinion, if I may.
Well, they go back at it tonight, so we'll see if they can make history
tonight.
I kind
of hope they wait for the afternoon game. Is that weird?
I hope they wait until next. I hope they don't break it. I hope now they go on a winning streak to end the season. I know that's unlikely. Yeah. I know it's improbable. But tonight they have Davis Martin's thrown tonight against the Angels again. And tomorrow, if they do it tomorrow,
it's
Garrett Crochet.
Afternoon. Isn't it the
afternoon? Garrett Crochet, it's a day game. I don't want Garrett Crochet to go home and go into the offseason on a downer. You want him to go out on a good note so he says goodbye and, like, you know, he remembers the last night.
Just another
White Sox.
Former White Sox pitcher who's going to be vying for a Cy Young somewhere.
Like Chris Sale, Rodon, Dylan Cease,
Ronaldo
Lopez.
Yeah.
My goodness, that's a rotation.
Yeah.
Michael Kopech can get the save. Yeah. Yikes. A lot of good ex-White Sox pitchers all around.
It's been a year.
Hey, speaking of ex-White Sox, before we get off of this.
Please.
Did you see where Eloy Jimenez got optioned?
Yeah, that bummed me out a little bit. Because didn't he say that it was going to be great to play postseason baseball?
I don't think he's going to be playing postseason baseball.
No, I think he's in AAA.
I don't think he's going to make the playoff roster.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's not exactly going out on a limb.
At least he didn't get Kimbrelled.
How did that?
Rid of Kimbrell. They caught him.
They did Kimbrell him. I think they
sent him down.
He accepted the assignment apparently because he wants to stay in the organization. But that is a rapid fall from grace. I know that he was a walking injury here, and a guy that was just always hurt.
Hi, Mom. Nice
guy.
Yeah,
but he was always happy.
I mean, you had to like the guy, right? Even if he couldn't play.
Easy guy to like. Hard guy to figure out because he just injuries kept getting in the way.
Hi, Mom.
But look at how quickly some of these. I don't mean to torture you this morning. This is like the
have at it.
It's the aftermath of the greatest night of the White Sox season.
Childhood hopes and dreams.
Eloy falls off the map. Tim Anderson, Jose Abreu. What happens
baseball.
To these guys?
Yeah.
3 years ago, these were some of the – that core was something that made you smile. Now it's like,
Yeah. Well, I mean, in fairness, Abreu is probably like in his early 50s. I mean, God knows how old he really is. Tim is just – you got to be befuddled by
that. That's a mystery. That's a big mystery.
It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma. Sitting in a box.
And there last night, they could have gone to Yoan Moncada. He's another guy.
Yeah. Why didn't they go to Yoan Moncada? I mean,
they didn't need him. They came back anyway.
They're afraid he might actually return. Don't they have an option on his services for like $23
million? They can buy him out for $5 million, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so
the most
you'd
likely.
Rather do that than have to pick up another year.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So they're going to move on and they're going to go into the offseason with a winning streak.
I think Ozzie offered him a gig on his Venezuelan team, didn't he?
They did. Ozzie would like Yoan Moncada to play for him in the winter league.
Be interesting.
There's been no there's nothing about that is reciprocal yet.
No.
We'll find out.
No. No interest. He doesn't have any interest.
Ozzie was happy last night, though. That's good.
Well, they won. I mean, it's fun to see them win once every, was that 36 or 37? How many games did they win? 36?
They're 36. They're 37 now. And
37?
Yeah, and 120, I believe.
That's great.
They're sitting on 120 losses.
There you go. That's pretty good. So there's five games left? Is it six? How many games are left?
Five games left.
There are five games left?
Yeah.
Man, they're holding on, man. Come on. You can do this. What if they didn't break the record? Would anyone care?
Well, now that's what I've been saying. They're going to go in. They could go on a winning streak now. They're hot. No. They're coming in
Their
hot.
Their longest winning streak of the year is three games, right?
Yeah. I think three in a row.
So they have to do that a couple times? No. I don't think so. Because they've already won one. So that'd be six-game winning streak? No.
The White Sox are now 37 and 120. Yeah, so five games left. And I think tonight they go at it again. We usually do talk to Ozzy on a Wednesday. We're going to miss that today because we have bigger plans. No offense, Ozzy, but we have people coming We've moved on from baseball.
We've moved on from the White Sox anyway.
We didn't expect to be coming in here celebrating or
a victory,
talking about a White Sox victory.
No, you guys were. Dustin had the knife sharpened. He was ready to have his fun. The perfidious one was excited at the idea of
it's more fun to talk about this than it is to talk about the history that they almost made. Nobody, we would not still be talking about.
This is only interesting because they just postponed it. That's all.
Yeah.
They've just ruined the party, and that's the White Sox 2024 season. So I'm very pleased, and I'm really happy that my friend got caught in the rain, and am I embittered? Yes, definitely. And I feel like if someone's calling me to go to a Sox game, they're doing so.
You should go tonight.
No, I'm never. Go tonight. Not a chance. What? Now, are you getting on board? I just feel like it's somebody like shooting peanut shells at you while they're asking you a question. Like, what? Like, I don't know that you're having at me. This is funny to you. Why don't you go out there?
I don't find it funny. It's historic.
It's
amusing.
Futility. There's nothing historic about it.
I don't even notice there's a lot of futility around Chicago sports these days.
Okay.
Yeah.